Hey, Chow.
Hey, Stacey.
What did the green light say to the red light?
I have no idea.
Don't look at me. I'm changing. Yeah! I'm the only one that likes that joke.
How many times have you said that joke today?
Twice.
And how many times did it land?
I don't know. How did it land with you before we started recording?
Why don't you go ahead and play that track, Ellen?
I apologize for the board error.
Is it a musical episode?
No.
Isn't every episode
a musical episode? A little bit.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Chels.
Hey, Stace.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired. So it's weigh-in week for my gym. I am eating no carbs and I'm drinking a Diet Coke right now and it's no carbs, but this is like the one piece of caffeine I've had in the last 3 days. So I'm a little drag ass.
You know what you should start doing? I just told my boss this. You need to start having smoothies because when I do make smoothies, I don't need coffee.
Oh, no. I don't even like coffee. I'm normally fine. And this is my one vice, but,
vice. Miami.
But I can't do any of that this week. So so no smoothies, no protein shakes, no nothing. I'm dying.
What do you eat
right now? Not much.
I do need to get on your plan though, because maybe I've been like feeling your pain because I've eaten everything this week, like everything. And honestly, so I was thinking to myself, okay, self,
hey self.
So I was like, okay, like I'll get up Monday, I'll go to the gym, blah blah blah. Well, it's definitely that time for me. And I was just like, you know what? Screw this. I'm grown. I'm bloated. I don't feel like doing this. Even though usually going during that time is my favorite time to go to the gym, because then like after a week when it's done, then your body like slims down because it's not super full with water and like bloating and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, girl, this is why we're doing it. Even though I know that's not the real reason, but still, it psychs me out and I like it. But I have been eating everything under the sun this week. Even today, I got McDonald's just because I was like, I have not had McDonald's in a really long time. I'm going to eat it. Horrible decision.
I was gonna say, I feel like in my head McDonald's tastes way better than when you actually taste
That's what happened to me today. But I wanted to try the Mac Jr.
You know, I saw that commercial and I thought of you because you've said it to me a couple times.
So finally I was just like, you know what, I'm bloated, I'm going through some things, I got diagnosed with tendonitis, which I do not receive in the name of Jesus, but side note, my brace is so sexy.
Wait, finish your McDonald's story.
I'm sorry. So I was just like, you know what? It's been a rough week and I'm bloated and I have emotions. So I'm just going to go get some McDonald's. I got it. First thing I ate, because I got a Mac Jr. and a small fry. First thing I ate was a small fry. And I was like, oh, I'm like, they're not as great as I remember them, even though I know they taste like so artificial yet delicious. But I didn't have that same sensation. And I tried the Mac Jr. I was just like,
not so good.
Yeah, I was so sad at myself.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I mean,
you know what? That's happened to me before with stuff too, because I never had an Oreo cookie, like ever, when I was little.
And really? Then, see, that was me and Jell-O. I never had Jell-O.
And then a friend of mine, I was at her house, and house. Well, it's a friend of ours.
That was like the birthday party thing. No, we didn't know who it was. we were fighting at
that
point.
But it is a friend of ours.
Okay, interesting.
And she, so I went over to her house, and her dad was like, hey, you want to try some Oreos? And in my head, I was like 9, and I was like,
the devil's candy.
I'm so excited. An adult is, and it's the driest cookie ever.
You don't like Oreos?
No, I don't like them at all. I've had them maybe 3 times since then, like since I was 9, and I, like, no,
really?
Not my jam.
You know, that's fair, because I had Jell-O for the first time in high school, because my parents didn't like Jell-O.
Well, plus, your dad's a baker. See, my parents baked stuff all the time. So we had cookies, but we had good, moist, yummy cookies.
Whenever like we go somewhere, my dad will try something and go, mine are better. I'm like, damn.
Do you know that you picked that up from him?
Uh-oh.
because you do that all the time.
No.
Yes, you do.
Like quoting him or just saying, no. Like, my dads are better?
Yeah, by saying my dads are better or my houses are better. Like, you say it all the time.
I did say it the first time I went to Hooters and I tried their wings. I was just like, nah, my mom's are better. And that waitress shot me a look. I'm just like, I'm just saying.
No, you've done it a lot.
No!
Now, see, now I'm going to give you a complex. You're going to, like, hear yourself say it and go, dang it.
No, but I need to know. Knowing is half the battle.
Tell me, baby girl, because I need to know. I need to know. Sorry. Mark Anthony.
I know.
It happened.
I know. He sounds so good in Spanish. En español.
No habla español. Inglés, por favor.
Oh, but you just lied.
Liar!
I lived in San Diego long enough to learn I can't speak Spanish. Please speak English.
Oh. What's that, Baxter? You know I can't speak Spanish. San Diego. Look at me.
Look at you, San Diego.
But no, is it? But I do think my cast is sexy, though. I was expecting, okay, like, the ugly, like, white molding.
Well, no, because that's for broken bones, not tendinitis.
Well, I didn't know there were categories.
Have you ever had a cast?
No.
You're talking to someone who's had a lot of casts.
Well, shame on you and your decisions. Be careful.
My klutzy self. I break a lot of bones.
Oh, okay. I'll break my heart.
Say you love me again.
So good.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
Tyson Beckford. What is that man up to?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Wasn't he just in that one movie? That's very vague. Sorry, guys.
And you're talking to me, so I'm like, oh, let me check the five that I've seen. No. I don't know.
I don't know.
Side note, I'm wondering, like, so
that was
lately,
really high side note. Side note, I just wanted to talk to you.
I should have just said sidebar.
Nice.
Lately, I've been attracted to older men, and that weirds me out.
Who are you attracted to? Whose bed have your boots been under?
What?
It's a Shania Twain song.
So that's why I didn't know it?
Yes. I knew you weren't going to know it.
First of all, no one's. Second of all, I do need new boots. Third of all. So, like,
who are you attracted to? Who you finding foxy?
So it was just like these random like two people that I just came like cross paths with or whatever. But
real people?
Yes,
not like celebrities?
No, I don't do celebrities.
I mean, there's a couple that you think are fine.
Oh, yeah, like Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, but even that, he's the only one I changed my age bracket for. Oh, what are we talking about?
You finding real people
men
attractive.
Yes. I mean, I don't find fake people. Oh, that's right, celebrities. Then I'm there now. I went back in time. Doo-loop, doo-loop. So yeah, these two older men, they had to be like, Jesus. I would say they were like mid-40s, but okay, first of all, old men as a whole, like I think of like our fathers, where I'm just like, gross,
no,
but these were like older, fit men, and I was just surprised that I found them attractive.
But give them an age estimate, like, are we talking like 40s or are we talking like 50s?
40s.
Oh, that's not,
I would say mid-40s, mid to late 40s.
That's not old,
but that's surprising for me, because I was just like, huh, but at the same time, just like, oh, old man. But he's kind of, oh, but no. Like, we went on a date and broke up in my mind as we passed each other on the sidewalk.
Like, oh, he's fine. Oh, no, he's old. I can't do that.
But
he's really cute. No, we're breaking up.
Right? But it wasn't even like drop dead gorgeous. I was just like, oh, that's an attractive man.
No,
I was just
get
like,
that.
Huh.
It's, you know, I hate to like say this, but our tastes change as we mature.
You know what? I hope so, because I think old men are gross, and even like they start to have a certain build, you know, and it's just, and then there's like bellies, and I know I have
you're
a belly.
Not attracted to a dad bod?
No, not at all.
Wow.
Boop.
Okay.
Well, that's
me
not
going
fair.
To the gym has actually made me realize that like those super super. Oh God, I'm so sore. I had to do 100 squats and 100 push-ups yesterday, and that was before the actual workout, guys.
So I know I can't have arm day for 2 weeks. Because I have a diagnosis.
Because I have tendonitis.
I have a sexy cat.
My cat has straps on it. It's like bondage.
Okay, first off, no. That is not where I went.
That is where everyone else goes when you say sexy and wire or straps. Just so you know.
But I was talking about a cast.
No.
Are there casts in S&M? Not like cast. No, price, but like. But like gear, like
you're, first off, I'm not gonna say no so definitively, like I'm in the scene or something. Because, no, that's not what it's like at all.
Because once you're married, you're gonna be like, listen, I want these things, but I also want music. Whip me, chain me.
No, that's not how that's gonna go at all. I feel like sex is gonna scare you the first couple times, TC. You're gonna be like, you have an image in your mind, and then it's gonna happen. And you're gonna be like, no, somebody needs to get me on the phone and tell me why.
Wow, is that scary?
Well, no, I'm saying you're not gonna be prepared for what it actually is because I feel like we all tell you our best stories.
No, I feel like I'm going to look at it and just be like, dang, will it fit? And then we'll try. Listen, God will supply all my needs. He knows what I need to be satisfied with the marriage. Therefore, that's just what's going to happen.
Stacey, size doesn't matter that much.
I know, especially for me.
I love how you're like, no, he's going to provide what I need size-wise. But you didn't know. It doesn't even matter. So hashtag sorry dad. Hashtag sorry dad.
Once again, hashtag dad don't listen. What are we talking about? Squat soreness. Dad bods, go.
I've been at the gym. That's what it was. Dad, wow, good job.
Thank you.
Because that was a random jump. We do this on the phone all the time, by the way.
So now we save our phone conversations for here. For all of you.
For all of the people.
You're welcome.
terrible. So we, it's terrible.
Terrible.
So I'm at the gym and there's all these super ripped trainer guys that are just, I mean, they're very beautiful specimen of man. But the more I looked at them, the more I realized like that is not my goal for a partner's physique.
Ditto.
I have no desire for him to look like that. I sure be in shape, be healthy. That's fine.
Right.
But yeah, no, if anything, like
I don't mind like the nice, like I don't mind if they're bigger than me, but just when, you know, when older men have like a belly and it looks like they're pregnant, that I can't handle.
No, I get that.
That is disgusting. But like I've dated two.
Well, let's be real. God's not going to add that to your checklist, Stacey. If you make wings like your mom, he'll probably have a gut.
Hey. Well, I mean, when we meet first, can we just like have our stuff together and then we'll grow old?
You say that like we're not 30.
We're not. But, oh, what was I going to say?
But no, I'm saying, like, this is the weird thing.
That's
so
what I was gonna say.
They're working out, like, and when you watch, anytime any of the guys are doing the actual, like, training at the gym, we have these foam rollers that we, like, roll
on. I don't
on.
Know how to use those.
I will
I
show you.
I need to look it up.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
Once again, I need to go with you one of these days.
Next week is my off week. I can bring guests. So, they,
you can eat your Reese heart.
Not, yeah, I don't even want to think about it yet.
Sorry. Diet Coke.
So, you, like, anytime we're rolling, it's where you're rolling your thighs, you're rolling your stuff. But anytime right. any of the guys get down, other these big, beefy guys, they just look like they're banging the foam roller. Like, it's every time. They're just with their muscles. Like,
and just these fluid.
And I just sat there
and
I'm like, you just look like a douchebag. And
hey, girl.
Every time. But I mean, like, every time they do anything, they're like, okay, get down for push-ups. And they, like, jump down to the ground. I'm like, you're doing the floor. What are you doing, sir?
Like, and shoulders down and boom, in the floor, like, pelvic muscles. And butt back up, shoulders up, and boom, back
I feel
down.
Like you're not prepared for what's actually going to happen.
No, I meant for, like, that, for them looking like douchebags doing push-ups.
No, okay. I was like, sexy, you're not prepared.
No, not at all. No, not at all. Come on. No, listen, I know what it is. I've seen things.
So anyway.
What was I going to say? Oh, but I've dated like what? Two guys? Three guys that were like ripped six packs? I was like, ah, crap. Because I'm just like, I do not look like that. But I mean, number one, shouts to this for pulling that.
Well,
and number two.
I've dated like four or five guys that have had six packs. I'm fine with a six pack.
Why you have one up me all the time?
Great.
Jerk.
I date more than you. My average is higher. That's
right,
fair.
Moving on.
That's fair.
What happened to the what? Okay, let's pull that first and then the last question.
But no, he like, no, I'm all about the fine, but I'd rather have him, I don't know, be smart.
Right. So what time is it, Chels?
It's time for the fake name letter of the day.
So the fake name letter of the day is what we use to
save the shade.
So instead of using people's real names, we use the fake name letter of the day. That way we hide their identities. Even though if they're listening, you know who you are.
Stacy, what is the fake name letter of the day? E.
Like there was just a crash outside.
Ernest, I think that well, we have other podcasts going, and I think there's a band.
That was like a legit crash.
Yeah.
We're recording.
Excuse me, could you fall quieter?
Right. Side note, hope your cast is as sexy as mine.
It won't be.
I felt so cool. They like measure you and everything. I'm like, oh, this is legit. So
bless your heart.
Edgar.
We can't use all the boy names. Emily. Oh,
nice.
Ernestina.
Ellen.
You know what? The last Ellen. This week it's your name. Last week it was your cat, and the week before that it was your cat.
Oh, yes.
And it's all coming together.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
Last week's kitty was Roger, right?
Yes.
Yay. Oh, speaking of Roger and incredibly sexy older men, Roger Daltrey turned 73 yesterday.
Hey!
Still looks good shirtless.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Google that on your free time.
Ooh. Google that now.
Google Roger Daltrey Tommy, and then you'll see.
Oh.
In the movie Chelsea's Tommy. Looks pretty good.
Oh.
Happy birthday, I know who that Roger is. Daltrey. I know who that is. Okay. It just clicked.
I don't know.
I know you don't know.
So, what
you
was
don't even
the
know
name?
The movie Tommy.
Tommy Boy?
Maybe that's who I'm thinking of.
Pinball Wizard. Come on, God. Really?
Oh no, she got mad at us. Usually we're like, oh, she's so young.
This is the third time I've referenced Roger Daltrey.
That's
on your
true.
Show. I'm done. But maybe he'll listen. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe like somebody like word will go around like, hey, they're talking about you on this podcast about single ladies.
Hey.
Their sound engineer.
Yeah.
Is a single young lady.
Right.
Really?
Yes. Yes, really. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well,
can you Stacey's- pull up a young Roger Daltrey too? Okay. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. That there I can see.
And older.
Look at those quads.
I would.
And older.
I would.
I can't
He still has
like...
all of his hair.
No,
he
that, works is, that out. Is true.
And he cares about the youth. He runs a teenage cancer
so he's
trust.
A what?
A teenage cancer
okay,
trust.
Okay, I won't make fun of.
To like raise money for teenagers.
Well, now you just
and then
it.
And then he like... takes them on like fun outings.
Aww.
And, yeah.
My Google's going to think I'm obsessed with this guy. I keep pressing next.
Well,
they're
going to
think it's me. They're going to think that.
They'll be like, oh, Ellen's near.
Ellen stole her phone.
We are not going to have a whole episode about Roger Daltrey, although I could. That should be
she's
my
like,
podcast.
She's like, just throwing that out there in the suggestion box. I'm just going to throw it in the fake name letter of the day box, and we're just going to be like, what? What?
Well, it makes sense because we were talking about attractive older
yeah.
men.
Yeah, no, you're
and
a
I'm
point.
Sure there's got to be listeners out there. Anyone want to call in right now? We have the lines are open. Call in at 248-579 yeah.
5260. But if you're not listening live, don't call because somebody else will be in the studio.
That would be hilarious.
All of the single ladies of the 70s will be calling in.
'70s. What was the name of your friend? We will call him. I'll just use Edgar.
Yeah.
Went to Eastern. Wasn't he like kind of ripped? I just remember we were going to go out for your birthday party and I was changing in your room and he busted in and we were just like, ah!
Danny!
Edgar!
Edgar! Yes.
I don't know why I thought of him like a couple weeks ago.
Because on the party bus, he stripped.
That's yeah, because I told him I was.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, this guy was hot.
That's what I was thinking of when you said abs.
Edgar. What's his name? Edgar?
His name's Edgar.
Yes.
Definitely
remember,
not the other one.
Because he was just like, oh, maybe I will, maybe I won't. I was like, well, you saw me with my shirt off, so let's just call it even. He was like, okay.
Yeah, he didn't need a lot of convincing. Well, when
what
you have a six
him?
Pack, you tend to not. He is actually pretty good. He's still in the area. He is in charge of a band in one of the schools.
Like,
yeah, so he's like doing living the dream.
Yes.
And he has like a team, a color guard team, a winter guard team that actually does pretty well. So,
aww.
What up, Edgar?
Hey.
Love it. Love. Okay. So,
sorry.
No, you're fine.
So what were you going to talk about last week?
Oh, okay. So I was an oldie but a goodie. Ooh. My dad reminded me of this story. Hashtag sorry, Dad.
And hi, Dad!
Except for the fact that he knows this story. And he loves this story. He enjoys telling the story. So... So,
I'll tell you what story my dad likes telling.
I was in college. This was the summer between my freshman and sophomore year.
Summer of 69. I know that one.
Well, you know the song. Good job. Do you know who sings it?
Of course not. Come on. Don't ask me questions.
Don't ask me questions expecting answers. Who are you? A person?
A host? A podcast partner?
You expect to ask... Oh, Chelsea, oh, I must be tired. That's
I had a coworker that, because someone used to always say, you know, I need to ask you something.
Oh, and I hate that.
And he goes, do you need to ask me or do you need to X me? Because one of those is murder.
That is a meme. I saw that on a Facebook.
That was fantastic. She got a little mad, but I was like, he ain't wrong.
I mean, that's when people ask you to be Pacific.
Right. Like the ocean.
I have a really
for you. I will go and bring you the moon. Monica is still out here doing her thing. She looks great with blonde hair.
I will be your hero, your strength, anything you need.
And I will be
the sun in your sky. I will light your way for all time. Promise you. For you, I will.
Yay.
Oh, that's a good jam, man.
First of all, Space Jam, that soundtrack alone made us all groan.
Yeah.
We were in elementary school, and that track, we were like, listen, y'all, we hit puberty. We
right.
hit adulthood.
It happened.
R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly, right. took you to church. You didn't even know you were going to go there. It's time to Space Jam. That yep. one. Monica, Quad City DJs, come on, man.
Look at this. Like, this is the most Stacey knows about anybody.
About any album or movie, ever. Soundtrack, anything.
Stacey's musical choices ended at Space Jam.
I was like, does it sound like LaBouche? Nope, I don't want it.
La da da de, da 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 da. Yeah. So anyway, so this is an oldie but a goodie. This Hi. Happened my I was 18.
Oh, sweet 18. Not gonna follow that up.
I know what you want to say though.
And it's not intense. Just want you to know.
In Africa. So. Anyway, so I had a serious boyfriend at that point.
Ooh, what was his name?
His real name starts with an E, so let's go with Ethan.
Aww!
So, like, let's not pick his real name.
That's real.
So, Ethan and I had been dating for about a year, and we got into a fight. Now, we both went to Eastern, obviously, and then when
Eastern.
We were... Yeah, Eastern.
Yum, yum. At Eagles.
There was a fire in their dorms the other day.
Oh, that's not funny.
That's not bell worthy.
Right?
You're like, Chelsea.
Right.
Appropriate.
Ruined the mood.
So, but it worked out funny because we met in Ypsilanti, but we actually, both of our parents, we went to different high schools, but we both ended up living in Sterling Heights. Like our parents.
Way.
Yeah. So he went to Cosno and I went to Stevenson.
Hey.
And in case you wanted to stalk me.
Curious, say this years a lot of information. I wasn't going to help.
Years and years ago.
Right.
Good luck. Good luck finding that yearbook somewhere at that school.
Shoot, that's a good point.
yeah, it's not going to happen.
Do we have one of those like big pictures that have like everyone?
Maybe.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yes, we do because Elijah snapped my bra and it broke right before we took it. And you know who it is because you called him one time and he was occupied and he answered the phone.
Yeah!
That's who it was. Elijah.
what up, Elijah? I had no idea that was going on. I called him. He's just like, hey, yeah. Can I give you a call like later? Something. I was like, yeah, are you okay? Yeah, I'm cool. Next day, he's like, yeah, I was having sex. I was like,
Elijah!
Why did you pick up the phone? I'm like, that girl better not talk to you anymore because if you felt it was cool to just pick up the phone,
there
unless
no
it was your mom.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Right? Unless it was your mom, you're just like, hey, mom, how's it going? Yeah, I love you. I'll be home in 5 minutes. Okay, bye.
You're fine with answering. This is an appropriate time to not answer the phone.
That's what I'm saying. You should not answer the phone. Like, I would have been so pissed if I was that girl. That's why you wait till marriage. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding. Poor monger.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah,
I got caught up in talking to the band outside.
Was he cute?
There are two guys who are single. And I said, feel free to come on the show. No, they're asking what the show was about. And they said, oh, two of our members are single. You can go in there. And I was like, well, I can't just invade the show.
Oh, my God. That would have been funny.
Ellen,
do you want two band members?
No, they've got to go to the other show.
They're not on yet. They could pop in here for a second. Talk about being single.
I'm open to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Look at, she's so excited.
Let us know which one you have dips on.
Yeah, right? Let us know who you think's cute. Right.
Look how cute she is. She has nice lips.
I'm never going to tell the story.
Well, it's always nice to have one in the bank.
Well, that's like the episode from last week wasn't posted right away, so I was just like, oh, well, then maybe we don't have to record again because we'll just have one in the bank.
Have so one it made me giggle.
Right? But it is what it is. I'm just saying.
Hello.
Hi.
Ethan down the road.
Don't say anything yet.
Oh. Yeah, the mic's not on. Don't say anything yet.
Oh, Ethan down the road.
You guys are good. I'm sorry about that. I just took over your guys' show. I just thought two single ladies, two single men.
I just see one.
There is one.
He's about to walk in. Hey, a third single lady.
Yeah, she's single too.
I'm like okay. The third. I'm like, there's a girl
ladies.
Out there.
Oh, single ladies.
Hey.
I was wondering when that was going to come out. Did it come out already?
That's the first time I think we've ever mentioned it.
Really?
Yeah.
I was getting ready to do that first thing I was going to say.
Do it.
Well, you already stole it.
Oh.
Maybe next time.
Oh.
Well, tell me, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Joby Kazlowski.
Wow, first and last name.
You ain't playing.
Stalkers pay attention.
You can spell.
How do you spell that
exactly.
last name?
P-O-L-I-S-H.
Yep, that's exactly how you spell it.
Oh.
Did you enjoy a poonchki?
I ate half of one.
Yeah, which what flavor?
It was raspberry.
Nice. Lemon is my jam.
You said you were Polish, or are you just going by your last name?
Yeah, Polish and Hawaiian.
Did your grandma drop it off for you? Because that's what Polish grandmas do. They come to your house and drop off the box.
Are you Polish? Do you know this?
Stakowitz? Yes. Well,
actually, a really weird guy at work brought him in.
Oh.
And who is not Polish?
You know, not even close. Not even close.
All of a sudden, you're like... Thank you.
So why did you eat food from a weird man?
He brings in the best donuts. I don't know. He's got a donut place that he's got.
He's
a donut
guy.
He made them?
Or did he bring them in?
No, he didn't make them.
He knows a guy. He knows the guy.
But he would know if they were good.
Guy. Do you remember that Dane Cook skit? He was just like, you know, the creepy guy at work? You always make friends with him because when he snaps and stuff goes down, he's got your back. That's what I feel what you're doing. You're just like, yeah, donuts all found it on
the
street.
Thanks, dude. No,
awesome.
Please don't touch me. But
you
thank you.
You want that guy on your team.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yep.
When it goes down, he'll be like, I got you.
Joby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good job, Chelsea. I suck at names. So you're single?
Yes.
How long have you been single? I'm going to, like, grill you now.
Long enough.
Long enough?
Hey. I'm so sorry. I just saw you guys sitting out in the
So the whole point of our show, what we do is we talk about bad dating experiences. So we go on dates, and then we talk about them, and then we pick them apart.
Yes. Last week, a girl told us about a man that stabbed himself.
On the first date.
In her foyer.
On accident,
in the back of the leg with a knife that was in his bag.
The craziest story.
And then she came
heard.
Home to clean up the blood, and her dog had licked it all up.
Are you serious?
That's why it's hard out here.
Yeah, it was episode 36.
You can't
36.
Even write that.
No, exactly. I know.
And she is a writer.
Oh,
yeah.
Wild.
Oh.
Lauren
Wild. Yes.
Oh, Wild. Like, I thought you Wild Story.
Oh, no.
That's her last name, but it was a Wild Story.
I'm trying to follow this so close, you guys.
No, you're fine. Like, it's just... Well, Chelsea, you want to tell yours? Finish telling yours.
Okay, so I was dating this guy, and we got into a fight, but our parents lived close enough. We went to college together, but our parents lived close enough. So he gets wasted. Ooh. Mind you, he was older than me, and I had just pretty much just turned 18.
Uh-oh.
And, he was 22, 23, something like that. And
did he have his own car?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but my parents already hated him.
Gotcha.
So he comes over to my parents' house summer between colleges, wasted, stands in the front yard, and he's like, Chelsea! Chelsea!
Ah, the meatloaf!
Because I'm upstairs. And I go downstairs. I'm like, what are you doing? doing? I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I swear, you know, I'm sorry.
No.
I love you.
Oh, no.
You're great. And
not
I'm
the way you want to hear I love you.
I mean, it wasn't the first time he had ever told it to me, so that's fine.
I mean,
because
you're hot, obvi.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Agreed.
What people thank you. Everybody can just tell me I'm pretty. I'm fine with this.
That's a whole other show. We can we add an hour to this one?
Just you're pretty. Okay,
we
you're
still
pretty.
Have a half hour left to go.
What did I name him? I don't even know.
Ed. No.
No.
Ethan. Ethan.
Ethan.
Nice.
So
wait, what's the bell mean?
That means we used a fake name.
Oh.
Because we saved the shade.
Yes. So all of the names for today start with the letter E.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or M, depending on how the paper is turned.
Depending on if it's a hieroglyphic.
Could be a table. Every name today starts with table.
Is it from IKEA? Because it's
table
Scott.
So I'm like, no, it's fine. I forgive you, whatever. And he's like, oh, I'm so happy.
Dear
like,
God.
It's just so drunk. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to go home. And I'm like, well, no, you're not. That's crazy.
Right.
I don't even know how you got here.
Right. That's what I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah. He drove like a dumb
idiot.
Yeah, like a dumbass. So he drove. I'm like, no, I don't care that it's 3 miles on one road. No, not going to happen. So I'm like, you're going to sleep here. So I get him all set up on the couch. How long do you think that lasted in my parents' house? Like maybe a minute, like a solid minute. He stayed there before he was like, he came upstairs and he's like, I just want to cuddle and be nice near you. And I'm like, Ethan, this is not appropriate. I'm like, my parents will kill you. And he's like, nah, I just want to cuddle. Just cuddle with me. So I'm like, I mean, you can't argue
you can't
with drunk
reason
people.
With a drunk
so
person.
I'm like, here, okay, just lay on top of the covers. I will lay under the covers. This will save your life. I promise you.
Right. Just saying. I'm sorry.
Nothing like
was
the
your
wrath
dad
of
a Marine?
Dad.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yes. My dad, the former Marine.
Exactly. Ooh.
Who has lots of weapons in that house. So I fall asleep. He falls asleep.
Secured.
In the morning, I get woken up to just shaking. And he's like, I have to leave. I have to leave. I'm like, why? Come to find out, my dad walked in, and mind you, the door wasn't closed or anything. Like it was
right.
It was as
parents'
legit.
House.
It was as legit as I could make it.
Right.
But my dad walks in, sees the boyfriend in the bed, leaves, comes back with a sword, and then pokes him in the bottom of his foot until he wakes up. Pokes him. He wakes up. He's like, sees the sword. My dad points it at his junk and goes, "I do not approve."
Whoa.
And then leaves because he knows. And so then I get woken up. Chelsea, I have to leave. What? Why? Because I'm great at being
woken
up.
So you slept through that?
Oh yeah, no, I don't.
Oh.
Freight train.
Like a rock.
Yes.
Yes.
Our apartments in college were right next to trains.
Yes, they were.
I got no problem sleeping.
You know, that's why we're friends.
Right? Like, and it was crossing roads too, so it had to honk the gigantic horn. So, and I slept through all of it. Never. I think it was like 2 days, and then I was good with the train.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's like, your dad just threatened me with the sword, and I'm like,
casual.
Which sword?
No way.
It's like a grade four.
I gotta see how much I have to wake up at this point. And he's like, I don't know, there was like an eagle on it. And I'm like, oh, don't even worry, that one's not even sharp. And then I went back to sleep.
Oh no.
Ethan's like, I am leaving. Can you please wake up? And I was like,
bye.
You don't have to leave if you don't want to. If he really meant it, he would have brought the gun.
Wow.
I have never seen anyone run out of that house faster.
As he should have.
I mean, it's his fault. He like decided to show up at my house
drive
wasted.
Drunk, idiot.
Yeah. Well, he, let's be real. He was not the smartest of people.
Well, that's why you dropped him.
Right.
The more you know.
What's the saying? Not the longest fry in the meal?
Right? Not the shiniest knife in the drawer?
Not the brightest crayon in the box? So many euphemisms.
He wasn't smart.
Right? He was dumb.
He made bad choices.
Aww.
A lot of bad choices.
You can lead
anyway.
A horse to water, but you can't teach him how to fish.
Right?
In a glass house.
Okay.
Right? Is that close?
Smile and nod. Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes it is.
Can I get a bell?
Yes.
I mean, you need a fake name, so now I need a fake name.
If you're going to talk about
Emily, Emma.
Oh, yeah, Emily.
Sure.
Let's do a fake name Emily.
Fake name Emily. Doesn't it sound like you're about to get in a cat fight?
You're like, oh, it's fine. Okay, I'm wearing earrings today. Right? I'll take them
off.
Okay,
fake name Emily, and you're fake little.
You just call me what?
My real name is Emily. Yeah, whatever, you fake name Emily.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Girl, we gave you that name 3 years ago. Don't even act like it.
You ain't special.
Okay, Sarah.
Without an H.
Sarah with an H is fancier.
I knew a Sarah. I've known Sarahs, as we do.
Right. I mean, it's a popular name. It is a popular name.
The mean ones never had the H.
Really?
The mean Sarah.
Oh, no,
or should I say the mean Erica? No. I gotta give her a fake name.
Erica.
I always had to sit next to her throughout middle school because our last names were next to each other.
Wasn't that annoying?
I always had to sit in between like two best friends.
Could you pass this note for me?
No, it was a lot friend? Of. I would have preferred that. A lot of it was, can you move?
Ew. Ooh.
Disgusting.
Oh, but, yeah, you know, no, just, I would
can
sit.
You move?
I would have said, okay, I can't say that because I was
way not. Can you say this fake name when the sub is here so
oh
they
my
think
gosh.
We're in the right seat? I had to be.
That's annoying.
Patsy. Is it a Patsy?
Yeah,
is that
for
the right
sure.
word?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Look at you go.
I'm just here with words.
Words.
I'm bringing
here
words.
To interrupt, but words. We were talking about Sarah's with,
yes.
No, with
no,
or without
yeah.
an H.
Yes.
And that Erica without an H.
Oh. I have that one person too from like junior high that like burned me once, but now I'm just like, whatever, heifer, like you're not cool anymore.
There was a girl who just friended me on Facebook from junior high, and I was like, we were not friends. What are you doing?
Yeah, that, and then my a guy I had like a hard crush on in high school who was just kind of always like leading me on, and then I never really saw him again, just started following me on Instagram.
Well, that's because you're pretty.
No,
right?
Come on, that's
look at your
no,
hair.
No, it's so he could sell his jewelry that he makes. Oh. That's
I make these jewelry? Nice.
His
and
Etsy
he thinks that you would look really nice in his jewelry.
Does he also know a guy that sells donuts?
No.
Maybe it's the same man. Ooh. Side note, that is my dream man. Donuts and diamonds? Dude.
Double D.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, my God. This is a business, guys.
Sorry.
We're going into business together.
Do I have to leave now?
No, no, okay, you're good.
Well, when you have to record.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay. Whatever. I'm hanging out with you guys.
I think they yeah. said 15 minutes, like 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
so we'll go with 5 minutes.
You got
so
a five
do you have any
story.
Do you have any terrible stories? Anything crazy ever happened to you on a date?
Well, I'm a guy, so normally it was me doing the terrible things.
Well, tell us.
Oh, bless.
Well, oh, believe me, I have those stories too.
I did one of those. I showed up at a girl's house, hammered. All right?
What is, was it her parents' house?
Yes.
Why?
And she was like 3 or 4 years older than me at the time. I didn't know, but she was drunk too.
You're my soulmate.
What was her name? Is it Elizabeth?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Elizabeth with one L.
With one, oh, very specific.
Yes.
Bitch was drunk. One L.
No, so then I don't know, I just stayed over at her house and then
I don't know why I called her a bitch.
Woke up in the morning and she said that her dad never comes into her room ever. And he walks in and he's like, "Hey, who's this?" And I rolled over. I said, "Hi, I'm Joby," and put my hand out in front of me.
Were you naked?
Not all the way.
Okay.
A little bit.
It's like I was wearing socks.
Top half was closed. 100%.
Oh, my God.
But you know what?
You did the lazy drunk thing where you don't take off your shirt.
But you know what he ended up saying?
No,
he's
what
like,
you need is here.
When I meet Elizabeth's boyfriends for the first time, none of them will ever shake my hand. So he ended up liking me a lot because of the handshake.
The first thing you did was stick your hand out.
Boom.
Man.
He was not a Marine.
I want you to
I'm really good with dads.
I want you to know that that was an anomaly. That will not normally ever happen. No dad is going to be like, well, he clearly banged my daughter. but he shook my hand afterwards. Didn't wash his hands, but he shook them.
If he can make me scrambled eggs, well, he can spend tonight too.
Like, that's not even I'm good with dads. That's like I have magical powers.
Wow.
Elizabeth's dad is like the chillest dude ever.
Was he drunk?
Chill. I don't know.
This is what
I wasn't
okay,
there long enough to
there's
find
a
out.
Radio station that does the thing where they like have the parents stay on the line while they ask their kids all these sexual
no.
questions. And then if the parents stay on the line, then the kid wins a contest or a concert or something.
No.
It's crazy
sexual harassment.
No.
Like, and literally, I would never. It's bad enough I have a podcast that my dad listens to. Hashtag sorry, dad. And, but like, then you add in the fact that these people are literally like on the radio live and they'll be like, so, Ezekiel, have you ever, you know, had sex in a public place? And his mom's on the phone and he's like, yeah. And they're like, where and when?
Ooh, they chimed in.
Oh, yeah. And then you'll literally hear these parents go,
breaking down.
Ezekiel. Like, they, and like, this is terrible.
Wait, so,
for your family circle. This is a real thing.
Wait, so can they hear their parents?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. No. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine.
Oh.
No, I can't, and it's bad enough. Episode 34 was bad enough. So my parents listened to episode 3. If you listen to the show enough, you know, episode 34, we talked about sex. And we talked about sex.
What's that?
I'll have Stacey explain it to you. She's really good at it.
So my husband, right, he looks like this, and I was like, oh, my God!
And then a baby came.
And then a baby
Everybody's
came.
Happy.
Most beautiful baby with the best head of hair you've ever seen in your life.
So
graduated college at 12 years old.
So he, I don't even know where I was going. Episode 34, we were talking about sex, and my parents listened to it when they were drunk, and it was fine because I came home and they were like, Chelsea, I don't want to hear about these things. And I was like, well, just remember that I'm an adult and do your best to remember that, or don't listen to the show. But, you know,
it's all good.
Your choice. Well, then they forgot that they listened to the show.
Oh, man.
So then, like, 2 days later, after we had this drunken conversation, I go home and they're like, there are things that a father does not need to know. And I'm like, you already listened to that episode.
I'm not going through this again.
I was like, we already had this discussion. Just remember that I'm 30 and, you know,
a grown woman. Allegedly.
Right, allegedly.
Ridiculous.
Terrible.
It's probably
yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, right,
thank
I don't
you for stopping
trouble.
In.
Yeah, I'm glad you stopped in. Wait, do you want to, like, plug your band real quick?
Yeah, I'm Joby Keselowski.
Hi!
I am the drummer for Hand Grenades.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yeah.
It sounds a little aggressive.
That's all I know.
What kind of band is it?
It's rock and roll.
Nice.
Yeah.
Original stuff?
Yeah, all original. It's really hard for me to explain what it is because it's so much different stuff. I grew up with Blink-182,
right?
Alkaline Trio, stuff like that. The rest of the guys, they grew up with Stones and the Beatles.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Mash
those really,
together.
It's really cool stuff, I think.
Nice.
And you're performing tonight?
Tonight at Planet Ant Hall.
Nice.
At 12:30.
Nice.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Yeah, right? Ellen will be.
I'll be there. Ellen
well,
will be there.
Your man said
there.
He was going to give me a...
Oh, a wristband.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, you got the golden ticket.
Oh, Tessie, I
the
want to go to the band.
Golden sparkle in your eye. It's the only song I know.
They do covers.
This is exactly what our show's about. First, you get
to
song.
Yeah. Reasons why I'm single.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have
thank
fun
you
at your
so
show
much.
Tonight. Thank you. It's like just doing two podcasts. No big deal.
No big deal. NBD.
Well, there you go, guys. You got
to
guess.
Way to scout talent, Ellen.
I did it.
Yes.
That's what I do. As
you're the real
producer.
MVP. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Woo! Is that the title?
Did you think he was cute?
Did you?
he is younger than me, I'm pretty sure.
And older than
Isn't your current one younger than you? I'm just asking questions. Checking my cast.
Checking your
but
picking
you know
your
what?
Nails.
You know what?
My nail beds look fat.
Here's what I will say. He said you were pretty. He didn't say I was pretty.
Well, I said you were pretty.
Well, that's because...
That's why...
That's because everybody was telling me I was pretty at that point.
But he could have just sat there and went like this.
He was being really polite. He was very polite.
No, he said it and you could see a little glisten in his eye.
Oh, like, listen.
And the other girl they talked about, fake name Emily, she was a couple years older. I'm just saying.
Look at you guys. Oh, my God. Dave's going to be so mad he wasn't here.
Yeah. No, we're going to be glad that Dave wasn't here because it would have gotten awkward real quick.
Who needs? Okay, no, I need Dave. He gave me a job.
We all need Dave.
We all need Dave. It's responsible for this building.
Well, that was fun. I'm glad you guys
that was
agreed
fabulous
to that.
And good times, good. And I enjoyed it.
I don't
keep
think
my
I've
eye open for
I cried.
Other people.
I don't think I've had any experiences with, like, weapons or anything like that. I'm, like, racking my brain. I'm like, no.
You don't need it.
No.
I just...
I hope you won't. You didn't have any weapons pulled on you when you were in L.A. that one time?
No, there were no weapons. There were other things that I just that surprised
no,
me.
No, that's fine.
did I tell that story?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. Well, you've said it to me a couple times.
Aww.
I don't remember because we're friends in real life.
Oh my gosh, really?
So I know what happened. Well, let me tell you, I have a date tonight.
What? With who? That guy?
Aww.
That just walked out?
Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh my
god.
You
giggling.
Ellen's like, reasons why I'm no longer single.
I get it.
I'm gonna set you girls up.
We're gonna set up Stacey. I'm on board for this 1 year anniversary. We just have a dating game and Stacey has to go on a date with whoever I pick.
Oh, we do a triangle of death type thing.
Okay.
Why did it get so?
It got so dark,
right?
So quick.
I mean, I like
I
dark
didn't mean
men,
to jump
but
on it. No, that's what they do. Didn't you guys watch a Hot in Cleveland from starring Betty White?
No, I have not watched that show.
I have Cleaves. Because of Betty White.
Aww.
That's what they would do on their birthdays. It was called Birth Dates. So there was a couple of episodes where they'd all pick out a date for each other, and it always went wrong.
Well, I mean, it's a TV show, so yeah.
Right. Like,
none of them found
And it's
love.
My life, so.
Right.
All right, anyways. So you want to set her up on a date.
So on our 1 year anniversary, I think we're going to have it at a bar. We're going to try. Ooh. And we're going to have Stacey play the dating game and have three guys behind a curtain. She has to pick one, and then she has to leave and go on a date.
Like right then?
Yeah.
Dang. I can't wait till...
No.
Oh, wait, from like behind a curtain? And they're going to answer all the questions?
Yes.
They're going to be like, what's your opinion on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Yes!
And then Stacey will be like, how do you feel about hymen? And you'll be like...
Well, I like it sealed until...
But it's not,
the
though.
Deal.
But the thing is, it's like, I want... Like, where would we pick these men?
I would find them.
Church.
Where?
Once,
nah, some of them.
No. I would find you. You really think I would find you crazy? I mean, there might be like one crazy white guy and two really cute brothers.
I mean, I have no problem with dating white guys. I'll date whomever. Like Ellen said, they just gotta love Jesus.
I know a ton of comedians we could pull from.
That
Tons
would be funny.
That wouldn't be bad.
Comedians.
Okay, so I feel like you'll get a pick. You'll
Calvin
get a pick.
Think Calvin was like, oh, I'll find Stacey like four guys.
Oh God!
so if Calvin finds like four guys, then I interview them. I might find one.
Oh,
Calvin listens to our show. We really like you.
Side note: in your spare time, check out Leading Questions with Calvin.
With
Moore.
Calvin Moore, it's very informative.
Yeah, so it's getting about to that time, Jill.
Is it really?
Yeah,
that's great. I don't have any set up.
Well,
I was trying to.
We'll
press.
Still sing it, and then
no. I have a couple.
More. Do you?
I have a couple.
Do you?
I just have to look them up because they're not ready.
Do you?
I do. We just do. I can't, you know, when you do that, you just put pressure on me.
Do you? Pressure. Can't stop the pressure. Make me want to scream. That's why I want abs. Do you remember when like Michael and Janet are doing that like dance routine and they're in space for Scream? At one point, they like look to the side and they lift up their shirts and they're both ripped. I would dedicate my life to get abs just so I can recreate that moment. The more you know.
No. Okay, so right now, we're ready for
first impressions.
We're ready, quote unquote.
Yeah, so first impressions are the initial messages that people send on dating sites.
Yes, they are. And so here they are.
Why you gotta like
Don't you micromanage what I say? Yes,
okay,
I
so this guy's name is Everett.
Ooh.
And I like that name, actually. He's not scary or anything yet.
It's not scary.
So Everett, I met Everett on Plenty of Fish, and the first thing he said was, do you want a message on Kix? And I don't have Kix.
What is Kix?
It's like a free messaging thing. Whatever. It's fine. So I'm like, it's an app.
Why?
I don't know. It's stupid. Well, because he was like, do you want to message? Because he doesn't check the Plenty of Fish app. And I really don't check the Plenty of Fish app. So I was like, yeah, it's fine. Whatever. We can do that. So
then why would you check a separate app?
Because this one has a notification. Because if I set the notifications on Plenty of Fish, it goes off all freaking day. Because
you're hot.
Well, but it sends you notifications if you, like, if somebody looks at your profile. Not even if they, yeah, it's just, it drives me crazy.
It's too much.
So I was like, sure, the Kix thing. So I join one, and then I send him my username, and then he's like,
is it just for Kix?
And then he sends me, mind you, my profile has my name spelled correctly, so it's kind of bugs me that you couldn't have transferred my correct spelling of my name to the incorrect one, but stuff like that.
I also blame autocorrect, but still.
A little bit. I will give you autocorrect because it will autocorrect my name to the other one.
For whatever reason, for my phone, whenever I type David, it makes it all capitalized. And I do not know why.
David!
Right? Like, when have I ever gotten that? First of all, I don't know anyone named David. Second of all, you know Dave. Well, I know Dave, but yeah, I don't text him.
Right. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
So why does it always go, like, capitalized? I'm like, listen, I know he was a prominent figure in the Bible, but can we just
did somebody
down?
Like mess up your phone and change it where it actually like they adjusted it? I'll show you.
Okay, thanks. Technology's hard. So, I work in an app.
So this guy's name is Everett.
Yes.
So he sends me EY Chelsea. Like, A
first
Chelsea.
Of all, you can go with EA.
EA?
Like, I know you're IE, but right. If you were going to go
basic
Chelsea.
Oh, no, not EY Chelsea. It's Chelsea with an EA. It's the basic Chelsea. But before that, it says EY, like A Chelsea. Yeah.
So upset.
So I was like, hi, how's it going?
My joke was better than that opening. You agree with me.
I agree with you. Oh, right. God.
If you want to make it to your date.
You know what? Let's time out for 2 seconds about the fact that every time somebody leaves the room, Stacey says on our radio show, don't leave, she hits me. And I didn't catch it until 2 weeks ago. And she does it whenever anybody leaves. Don't leave, she beats me.
Chelsea,
so for those of you out there, no, you can't even tell them now. It's going to make like it's going to sound like I forced it.
I was not forcing this conversation.
I beat you. I don't beat you. Anyway.
I have so many ways
She
to
ran
respond.
Into a doorknob, okay? She ran into a doorknob.
Ran into my doorknob 10 times. I did not have it coming.
A little bit.
You see? I said nothing.
I feel like if there's like a drinking game involved with this, you listen to our show every time Stacey claims abuse.
Oh,
you drink.
Abuse is not cool.
Thank you. No, it's not, Stacey. Joking about it is not cool either.
Why do you do it? I'm just kidding.
Ellen, just turn off her microphone. No.
Don't do it.
So, okay. So he.
Chelsea does not hurt me. She just aggressively points at me.
Yeah, that I do. Okay. When my point needs to be made, I'm like.
You are rationalizing someone's going to jump across the table. Poor Everett. I'm sorry. No, not poor Everett, because
Chelsea. And whatever. Then I'm like, hi, how's it going with grammar and punctuation? Because that's the person I am.
Please put that in your question. How's it going with grammar and punctuation?
So then he's like, good. How are you tonight, bodacious beauty?
What is the last time you heard bodacious?
I haven't heard it. Seriously, like 20 years.
Right?
I think
bodacious.
Bodacious beauty.
Bodacious.
So then I'm like, LOL.
With a question mark.
I'm doing pretty well. It was a long day. Blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, now I really sound like Stacey. Blah, 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 blah.
Can I do that?
I can't tell you you do that, then you won't do it.
Chelsea doesn't hurt me. She just points out all my flaws. It's two totally different things.
Oh, I'm emotional abuse.
I'm so emotional, baby.
So then he asked me, like, because I, oh, long day, whatever. But then he's like, tell me about it. And I was like, oh, he's actually interested in my day. Weird. Aww. So I was like, but you don't want to throw too much at him. So I'm right. Just like, ah, just up early to be at the gym and then work, follow my plans. Just now getting home. It was like 10:30, something like that.
Okay.
And then the next question goes, want to trade picks?
Oh.
So then I'm like, what kind of picks?
Thank you.
And he goes, whatever you want to send. And I was like, sure. And then I sent him this puppy. And I was like, this is an adorable puppy. And then he went, not as cute as you, with a winky face. Like, he's trying, man.
True.
And then the next one is, he's like, send a pic of you, silly goose.
What?
Now, mind you, I'll say silly goose to my niece or my godson. Right. Like,
Once again, either you're talking to kids or you're talking to senior citizens.
Right. You silly goose. And Herbert. So then I'm like, you I'm first. Because I'm like, if you're going to send me a dick pic, I just need to know now.
Right.
And then he just sent me a picture of his face. It was fine.
Allegedly.
But, and then he's like, just, yeah. So, but bodacious beauty.
Wow. That's bananas.
I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Bananas. I think we got time for like one more.
Great.
Dang. See, that sounded like it was full of optimism and happiness.
Okay, this guy's name is Eduardo.
Oh, Eduardo. You can be my hero. Would you dance?
If I asked you to dance. Would you call or come and never look back? Oh. Mm. Where is it?
Tonight.
Sorry, I'm looking it up, guys. I'm sorry. Normally,
hero,
I spend
the
first 20 minutes before I get here, like, prepping all of this for you all, and it's not going to
take away the pain. Oh yeah, and I will stand by you
forever,
forever.
You can take my breath away. Okay, I found it. Eduardo. Ooh, double bed. I'm not going to do that accent.
That's fair.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
And I said hey, because he's cute. And then he said, do you love water? I was like, who doesn't love water? And then he's like, awesome. You know that means you love 80% of me.
Oh my gosh. Listen. Because I'm a corny individual, I feel like maybe a month in, I would let someone get away with it. Since you love 80% of me, I'd be like, you nerd.
Like, nerd.
Right.
Look at you reading
You're
books.
Stupid.
I am totally not sending that to a guy on Tinder
right now. Do you love water? Do you love H2O? Because, oh my God.
You're going to have to show me Tinder one day because I don't.
Tinder is not the choice, man. Actually, Coffee Meets Bagel seems to be doing pretty good for me. Okay. I have a date tonight.
Oh.
I will talk about it next week. I was going to talk about what I was going to do on the date, but I.
Well, now we get to hear how it goes.
Yeah.
I feel like I interrupted that by.
No, you're with me because Dave messaged me on Messenger.
What's he want? Why don't...
Because he posted the show today. He posted last week's show today. So he just wanted to let me know that it was all good and posted.
Why not me?
Because I didn't want to make him feel like I was ganging up on him, so I didn't put it on the group text.
Thank you.
I was trying to be concerned.
Behind the scenes stuff. I feel like we're like parents. Like, so you just talk to the kids without me?
You didn't consult? You didn't consult in my decision?
Because you know I take them to school.
Anyway,
you know.
So we only had two first impressions, but just know that I'm a bodacious beauty.
Dang, she's bodacious.
And I love water.
From double D to double B.
Bodacious beauty.
Yeah.
All right, let's go stalk the boys in the band.
Yay. Let's
creep them out.
Have you been on this show? I am creepy. I don't mean to be.
You're not creepy.
I'm a little creepy.
You're when you get excited, you get a little awkward, but you're not creepy.
Awkward.
I feel like I was creepy.
That's like the nicest way to describe how awkward.
No, it's just thinking of the, you know, big strong man. That's what I was thinking of.
What's that? 2 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Big strong man.
What? You smell strong like a man. Anyway, so I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this was episode 37.
Set. Whoa.
Yeah, I think so.
37 tastes like heaven.
37 flavors. It's not 37. I think it's 32. We missed that opportunity.
Right? I was like, how many is it? 31, maybe.
Maybe it's 31.
Baskin Robbins is in the 30s.
Future sponsor.
Thanks. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Bye.